Well, the final report of the latest Senate committee inquiry into wind farms will be tabled in Parliament on Monday. According to a few pundits who may have already seen it, the report urges the Abbott government to reduce subsidies to wind farms by billions of dollars. It recommends subsidies to new wind farms be limited to 5 years rather than the current period of 20 years. It recommends that so-called renewable energy certificates, which are issued by the federal government under this hopeless renewable energy target scheme, should only be issued to wind farms in states which have adopted proposed federal guidelines on infrasound and low-frequency noise. Noise guidelines are a state issue, and a number of states refused to agree to a national noise standard at the last COAG meeting. The government has already directed the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, the Gillard government outfit which the Abbott government has tried to abolish and which has $10 billion of your money to lend to renewable energy projects, not to lend to wind farm projects. In a letter tabled in the Senate, the Environment Minister Greg Hunt said the federal government would respond actively and in good faith to the Senate inquiry findings. Crossbench senators say they are confident the federal government will accept the recommendations of the inquiry and that measures implementing the recommendations will pass the Senate. At last, it seems, a bit of common sense may be about to prevail on this whole wind farm fiasco.